Hey everyone, welcome back to Just a VR Show. Today I'm going to show you how to build a simple Unity scene with support for the HTC Vive using the Steam VR plugin. Getting started with building for the Vive might seem a little bit intimidating at first, at least it did for me. I had never done anything with hand-tracked controllers. I had never really done anything too extensive with a navigation system or having to interact with different objects. And I'm not going to cover all of those things in this video, but I am going to give you what you need to get started with an application and being able to get familiar with some of the things that the SteamVR plugin has included with it. I was really surprised that it was as easy as it was to work with the SteamVR plugin. They did a really good job of simplifying it down for Unity users and having everything packaged up really nicely in their plugin. And today I'm going to show you how you can get started using that in your own projects. So the first thing that we're going to want to do is come into our Unity project. If you go to the Asset Store, you'll be able to find the SteamVR plugin by just searching for SteamVR. The first time that I tried to build something for the HTC Vive, I actually ended up trying to download the source code, which is up on GitHub for OpenVR, and that's the underlying libraries for SteamVR. This is a much easier route, so I would just trust me on this one and go with the plugin. So you can go ahead and import the SteamVR plugin, and it's the same as it would be any other Unity asset package. I've already got it installed down here in my assets folder, but just to give you a little bit of information about what we've built, I've just built this really basic environment. The gameplay is really simple. You click and shoot the bubbles. There's a timer. I'll have the full tutorial for this available shortly, but for now I'm just going to focus on changing this camera that's using the default first-person controller camera and making that usable for the SteamVR camera. So the first thing we're going to do is delete our first-person controller out of our Unity scene. You'll want to make sure that if you've attached any scripts to your project, you're watching out for that. We're going to delete that and go into the SteamVR folder in our assets folder, open up the prefab folder, and drag the camera rig inside. Now, this is all assuming that you have an HTC Vive and that you've been developing with it, or that you want to be developing for it, and you have all of the runtimes and everything installed. If you haven't done that, you should go ahead and do all of this before the video. There are a lot of really good resources available, and Valve's tutorial for setting up the Vive is really cool and fun and covers all the steps. I'm not going to dive into that too much. I'm just looking at this from the developer perspective, but I'll link a resource for how to set up the Vive and the Vive SDK in the comments below. So once we've dragged this into our scene, you'll notice that we've got this blue outline, and that's going to be showing us what Chaperone is looking at. You can go ahead and move this around, but the one thing you don't want to do is change the Y height of the camera. The first time I did this, it seemed really strange to have it just sitting there, because if you flip over into the game view, you'll notice that it's got this weird look on the terrain, but it turns out that's perfectly normal. It's judging everything from the camera based off of where the floor is set up in your scene. And since we're not running this yet, you're not going to get the controllers or anything, but that all comes in for free. So you'll notice I've moved, and that's because my computer isn't actually within the sight of both of my lighthouse stations for my Vive. But I've got one of the controllers here so you can see it, and I've also got my headset. And what you'll notice is that as I'm moving the headset around, all of those camera transforms are automatically being applied. Now the way that I'm holding the controller right now, it's not in view of the headset, so it makes sense that it's not showing up in our scene. But the SteamVR plugin has all of that included automatically, so that when I start to play with this from the view of the headset, you can actually see that this controller is being tracked without me having had to do anything. Really cool, right? So I'm gonna go ahead and just stick this on super quick and look around. And you'll notice that, like I said, all the camera stuff is taken care of. If I move the controller around, I can see it. I'm just holding one, but if I had both of them, they'd both be showing up here.
Valve's also included some really cool features with the SteamVR plugin that makes it even easier to do some of the basic things that you might find in a VR application with the Vive controllers, all built into the prefab scripts. What you can do with this are things like teleporting, laser pointers, some really basic mechanisms that add a lot to being able to help develop pretty complex mechanisms yourself for your own games, but that also maintain a level of consistency across Vive applications.
So when we come back over into Unity, If you go over to the Extras folder in the SteamVR plugin folder, you'll notice that there's a few scripts here and a couple of demo scenes that provide additional functionality above and beyond just tracking the controllers. As I mentioned, some of this functionality is to provide things like teleporting, laser pointers. You also get some interesting thing around gaze, test throw, scripts, different things that you can use to make more complex interactions within your game. Adding these onto the controllers, whether they're the ones that came with the plugin or if you're writing your own script, is really simple. So I'm gonna go ahead and expand this camera rig prefab. And when I do that, I'll be able to add these components as scripts onto the different controllers to create different behaviors. So let's say on the left controller, I wanna go ahead and add this teleporter function. So I'm just gonna drag and drop that right into the inspector. I wanna only teleport on the click, and I'm gonna use the built-in teleport type, but you have a couple that you can choose from. I'm actually, you know, on second thought, gonna switch this over to the terrain, but you will see in the, in the video, it can get a little bit silly sometimes. On the right controller, we're gonna go ahead and add in a laser pointer so that you'll be able to see what you're looking at. So I'm just gonna drag and drop that over, and because I like pink, I'm gonna make it pink. Pretty straightforward, and that's all you really need to do for these particular scripts to get them going. Let's take a look.
So now, when I put the headset on, I've got both of the controllers set up. And so I can grab those, and you'll see that the hand I attached the laser pointer to has my laser pointer just showing up. This is really beneficial, especially for something like a bubble shooting game, because I'll be able to see exactly where I'm aiming. If you are doing a more complicated project, you can replace the models of the controllers themselves so that they look more like something that you might see in your application, either hands, maybe a cartoon style tool. It's up to you. You have the freedom to change that model around. With the teleporter, you get the functionality of being able to teleport to different places on clicking.
Of course, this is just the beginning. You're gonna be able to customize your own applications using some of the other functionality in the Vive plugins that are available to you. You can customize all of this to your own applications. You can make really powerful behaviors that are attached to the different controllers. But at its core, getting started with developing for the Vive is super straightforward. Expect more videos in the future that go way more in depth about the different components in the HTC Vive. But for now, I hope you have a ton of fun playing around with some of these development tools yourself. I'm gonna go back in.